For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mayling. Waynesboro City Council defends its 7% tax hike, police kick off Police Week in Charlottesville, and crews prepare for UVA's commencement. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, May 14th. Waynesboro City Council hosted a public hearing last night to discuss the tax rate, which increased 7% this year. WVIR reports that some residents claim the increase on top of last year's hike to pay for the high school renovation is unreasonable. Others say Waynesboro is playing catch-up after years of not doing enough. National Police Week kicked off yesterday, and Charlottesville's Fraternal Order of Police celebrated the occasion by inviting the public to join them for their monthly dinner and meeting Monday night. Law enforcement supporters came out to learn more about the Fraternal Order and to participate in a police candlelit vigil. The Stanton News Leader is reporting that Jeffrey Michael, an inmate at Craigsville Prison, saved a prison employee from an attempted sexual assault by another prisoner. The details came to light during the trial of Sean S. Earl, a former inmate at the Craigsville Prison, who was on trial in Augusta County Circuit Court on charges that included attempted rape and abduction. The Daily Progress reports that emergency sirens will sound tomorrow around the North Anna Power Station as part of quarterly alert testing. The test is scheduled to start around 11:10 a.m., according to a news release from Dominion Energy, which operates the nuclear power plant at Lake Anna. Officials say that a tornado has damaged at least 34 homes and businesses in the southeastern Virginia city of Suffolk, but there have been no reports of injuries. And just in time for summer, Harrisonburg's Westover Park celebrated the completion of the pool's renovation and its splash pad. The ceremony was held last night. For WMRA News, I'm Mike Mayling. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Tuesday.